literally start immediately. How you like that, dude?
We on, man.
Yo, I listened to cards, I was with Baby Girl today, and I played her Get Rich or Die Trying.
She never heard it before?
Never heard it.
She didn't know the passion.
She was too young, dude.
What?
Yeah, she knew, like...
In the club?
Yeah.
Of course.
But still, I was like...
She didn't know where it came from.
I was like, you gotta listen to this album. And then I started listening to it with her, and I was like, all right, I'm a fucking loser. What's going on, bro?
Chilling, man. I did a boot camp class.
What?
With my girlfriend.
You and your girlfriend went to the gym together?
Well, it's not that simple. She has
you
like
classes together?
She has like exercise anxiety, which I used to have. Like I used to be like real worried about like going to the gym because I thought I was gonna have a heart attack. So okay. She was like, but she was just dreading this class. Here this is what I didn't know, dude, about like the fucking insane workout circuits of girls. Like, I was just like, yeah, you know, I used to be nervous to go to the gyms. I thought I was going to have, like, a fucking heart attack on the treadmill because I could get little heart palpitations. So I'm like, look, well, I'll go to the class. You'll be fine. She was just dreading the actual workout was ridiculous, dude.
Yeah.
I, like, was doing it, and I was like, it was just me, her, and just girls. And I was like, why the fuck are these girls working out this hard? This is retarded.
Yeah.
It was, dude, I was in there, like, I was just laughing the whole time because I'm, like, sitting there, and the guys, this dude who's teaching the class fucking... As soon as he saw me, he was just kind of like, what are you doing here, dude? You're fucking up my time with, like, a bunch of girls. And I was just like, eh. And I was like, I was just fucking around. Like, he actually asked me, he was like, do you go to this gym? And I was like, yeah.
Oh, what a man. Dildo.
I had some weird t-shirt on with my cutoff cargos, dude. So I'm just come on, dude. Come on.
You did the right thing.
My hair's all fucked up.
You probably looked like a complete weirdo.
Me and her looked like crack. I was telling her, I was like, people thought we were probably crackheads, dude. Because we were in there, and I was just like, I was laughing the whole time, like, fucking around, and like... It was just funny, but, dude, this was like...
Honestly...
It was 45 straight minutes of, like, the most grueling, intense... It was like I was playing, like, deep on football. It was like,
yeah, that's
why
what it
are
is.
Girls working out this hard, dude?
That's... Claire did that today.
They don't
she
need
went,
to do that.
She went and worked out, and they do, like, circuits.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Yeah, so it's like box jumps, fucking throwing a medicine ball against the wall, doing
the
fucking... Like, she explained the workout. I was like, damn, dude, I did that, and I hated it.
Yeah, man.
I hated it so much I haven't worked out in 10 years.
It was
like,
literally
sucked.
It was as intense as high school football conditioning. I was just like, why? And it's all for the love of sweet treats, dude. I'm like, if you guys just stop meeting each other, like, let's get fair, yeah. It's like, you don't have to work out like a fucking D1 prospect, dude. And, dude, the guy was doing the kettlebell thrust. So it's just like the one where you pick up a kettlebell and, like, throw your hips out.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, like, it's just like literally,
yeah.
You just go like, it's humping, dude.
Yes.
It's weighted humping. And this guy is just going.
Yeah, like, you hump like your forearm.
This guy was,
push
your forearm. This guy was like fucking hit the whole time on tap. I'm like, dude, he's fucking. And like, cause one girl was like really into this dude, I could tell.
Oh, nice.
So the whole time tapping her, I'm like, oh my God.
Damn, dude, that's some girl's, some guy's baby girl going to the gym, staring at some fucking douche.
This guy.
Humping a kettlebell.
He was a jacked manlet.
What a nightmare we live in.
He was a
what
jacked manlet.
Nightmare
dude.
World we live in. Oh, baby dude. Girl's just out here cheating on you nonstop.
I think this girl, she could have had a boyfriend.
Women need to stop having sexual desires. Unless it's for me.
For sure. Absolutely.
That's my mentality. Women
no, they
need
should.
To not want sex unless it's me.
Well, it does depress me slightly to like be so cliche as to being like, oh my God, the guy who teaches the boot camp class. It's like, you want to get into this psycho's fucking world, dude?
Yeah, true. Also, I want to go back.
Himself in the mirror the whole time and his pecs on top of you, just like, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's. Oh. I want to go back to you and your girl both dressed and look like crackheads.
Yeah, she wore sweatpants during the whole workout.
Yeah, so this is going to make me, this is a kind of a racist comment, but if I see an interracial couple and they're dressed like crackheads, I'm like, they're 100%. Like, that's why they're together. They joined forces.
I could feel
they, like, need to get their fix, dude. So they joined forces on their quest. They're like, normally we wouldn't team up, but we have bigger fish to fry.
Exactly, dude. I was like, telling her, I was like, you know, everyone thought we were crackheads in there. Because we would, like, during the workout, there was this one Asian girl who every single time in between the station would stop and, like, she was peeking. I would catch her peeking at us the whole time.
She was.
Like, what the fuck?
She's peaky.
She was peaky blinding us, dude. Like,
what?
It was the funniest thing because in my head, I'm laughing. Like, what are these girls doing, dude? Are they this fucking. Is this how lonely it gets, dude? The professional girl, You're out. You don't know. You want to have kids, but you want to be a feminist.
Bro.
You don't want to lose. Why do I want to have kids? I'm fighting my body. Women shouldn't be the ones raising kids. It should be anyone. And all you can do is just 1,000 Spider-Man push-ups, dude, while this weird jacked manlet stands over you humping a kettlebell.
Like, you're really making good gains. You look good.
I was in there watching it just like, this is fucking insane. And then the whole time showing off my girlfriend doing the jump rope, like crisscrossing.
Yeah, you're crisscrossing.
I was fucking crushing.
Hell yeah.
I was crushing it.
The world women live in must be just like the pressures to, like, imagine getting on Instagram and every person you see is like hot as fuck.
And you cared.
And you care. Like, if I see a hot dude on Instagram, I'm instantly just like, what a fucking douche, dude.
I know.
Like, what a douche. It's hilarious. But like, if you're a chick, you're like, damn, that's the goal. That's what I should be.
Yeah.
Like, I can get on and look at the fucking Rock, dude. Well, fuck the Rock.
Exactly.
I'll see that guy and be like, what a fucking tool.
What a loser. When a girl opens up Instagram and sees a girl who she perceives as being more attractive than her with, like, more likes and all this stuff, I think they literally – it's like they get the feeling of someone walking by them and, like, pushing them out of the way and standing in front of them. They're like, oh, God.
What if Instagram was just chill-ass, funny, fucking cool dudes? Like, every time you got on, it was just a cooler dude than you. It's just like, oh, fuck.
That would kill me. Fuck? That would kill me, yeah. Dude. Some guy's, like, hits me with a take on, like, the Trump bomber, and I'm like, fuck, that's so funny. I catch my girlfriend watching that. I'm like, why'd you like that? What's going on?
Why would you like that guy's stuff? My stuff's funny. I was looking at your Instagram, dude. Did you notice
that? I just saw it this morning.
You had 90 likes.
I love that, dude.
So funny. Matt has a picture of a dead possum, and underneath it, it's like, the Easter Bunny delivered all his treats and then found a nice place to die. It's so fucking funny to lie down and die, dude. It's so funny.
Yeah, my Instagram is popping.
Me and baby girl were laying in bed going through your Instagram last night. Funny. And then we were watching all your old videos, the go out and vote one. It's so fucking funny.
Yeah, I looked back through that when you brought that to my attention. I have, like, ones where I'm just, like, yelling at dudes nodding out.
Oh,
shit.
The dude nodding out. You're like, dude. Monday motivation. You're like, yeah, bro. Bro. Get up. Wake up,
like,
bro.
And
he's like, sorry, man. It's a guy nodding out. And then you have a picture of your dog, like, sleeping, and you're like, nodding out.
Nod squad, dude.
Check out Matt's fucking Instagram. It's
check it out. Every time you say that, I do get, like, I'll, like, wake up in the morning and be like, what the fuck? Why do I have this many notifications? I'm like, oh, fuck, I talked about it on the podcast.
Yeah, it's
and
it's so, like, fucking funny.
It's too funny.
It's such a glimpse into your world.
Yeah.
Of just, like, driving around. There's one of, like, two dudes rolling a blunt on the steps. You start yelling at them. I mean, the possum Easter Bunny one, I think, is my favorite.
That is.
And the best is if you go back to your older stuff, like, where you were being funny. Like, because recently, the last, like, year and a half, it's been all dog pics.
Just watch, showing
hilarious. Yeah. Hilarious dog pics.
Yeah.
But then if you go back to when you were doing, like, bits, it gets, like, 4 likes.
I know.
And it makes it even funnier.
I know.
No one, you got a goatee. You're like, look at this nice man, dude. He's got a nice goatee. Whoa, shit, he's got a mullet?
So I forgot funny. I had a mullet for a while.
So dude. Funny. I forgot you had a mullet, too.
Fuck, dude.
You need to get that mullet back.
I couldn't handle that mullet, dude. That mullet was so much power on
That's me. A lot of responsibility.
That was a lot of responsibility.
Rocking a mullet publicly is a lot of responsibility.
That was
you can't do
sick.
Anything serious. If you have a mullet, it's party time.
I mean, you can do something serious, but it's mainly like you can frame out a house and be like an Ecuadorian. People will take you serious as a mulleted man. That's a white mulleted man. People are like...
White mulleted man is like, you should be chugging light beer right now.
Yeah.
And just getting rowdy. Yeah, well,
I just like stand up with a kettlebell and I'm like, I think I'm doing this. Like, I don't understand this.
Yeah, man. I got... Yeah.
But yeah, so I was like... I was jacked for 3 days. After I did that workout in my head, I was just walking around like, oh my
You're
God.
You're swole as fuck.
I was like, I can just do boot camp once a week, dude.
You could. I mean, if you did that once a week, that would be a good workout.
It's unhealthy. It's unhealthy to work out that hard, especially like coming in from like girls are like, I get to work out. I'll do a boot camp class. And some dude is just like pitching you with the fucking Auschwitz, just hitting you with like, it's like ridiculous.
Hitting you with the Auschwitz?
Yeah. He's hitting you with that full fucking like workout till you die shit. And it's like,
he's like, hard work will set you free, dude.
Take a walk, man. Take a little walk.
That'd be sick to have that written in a gym.
Hard work will set you free. Yeah, it's got to be in a gym, dude.
I think work will set you free was what they wrote. On, at labor camps,
and they used to make them carry rocks pointlessly from one side to the other.
I mean, that's CrossFit. That's why the Jews got so fucking cut.
You think they fucking...
Did you see them when they liberate those camps? Those Jews
they were
cut.
Dried out, dude. They were ripped, dude. They look so good.
So much lean muscle.
God damn, dude. I'm so excited for you to see me dried out this summer, dude.
If you... Yeah. I hope you get holocausted. And I'll give you a chocolate bar when I liberate you and you'll die from it.
Yeah, I'll eat it and I'll fucking throw up and pass out.
Yeah.
That was... There was like dudes who got out of the concentration camps. Didn't they just like get out and just like wild the fuck out?
I mean, I would.
I know I would have too. Apparently some of them like got out and said like they just went like full fucking haywire and just, I don't know if they got in trouble or what. I don't know what you do with the
probably
guy fresh out of a cons camp.
Yeah, straight out of conch, dude.
Straight out of conch, hawk.
If you get straight out of conch, dude, you're fucking rowdy.
I would imagine.
You know what? You never hear about that.
I've read a small thing and I always thought they all just got out and like post marathon, put the foil blanket on. We're like, thank you. But like apparently some of them got out and were like, they ate a couple bowls of soup and were like, dude, fuck this. We're about to go fuck someone up and have people be like, yo, you got to chill. And they're like, how and yeah, why? Do we like, have to chill?
That was a pretty great injustice that just happened to us. I think I'm going to kill someone.
Yeah, literally, like, I'm going to go find some Germans and fucking kill them. And I'm sure some of them did it. And it was like.
Yeah, the Jews, they don't fucking forget, bro.
No, dude. They don't like that.
You ever see, we've talked about Munich before.
No.
That was the Olympic, a bunch of Palestinians, I think. Killed the Israeli Olympic team.
Was this recently?
No, it was like in the 70s.
Okay.
Maybe 60s. Yeah, maybe 50s. I don't fucking
heard
know
about that.
They were fired up though. And then the Jewish dude, I'm so fucking retarded today. I don't know why.
Why?
But I can't think. I don't know. I feel like I'm hungover and I didn't get fucked up last night.
I hate that. It happens to me. Yeah, it happened to me from fucking boot camp, dude. I had a 2-day hangover from boot camp.
I mean, 2 days ago I got real fucked up. So I might be just coming down. Yesterday I wasn't that hungover and then today it feels like I am. It was party time 2 nights ago.
What'd you do? Fucking... We were partying hard.
Yeah, partied
hard. Partying hardy.
Partied too hard.
Ooh.
And then, in Munich they just tracked down the guys who did it for like 30 years.
Oh, and they killed him.
Kill every single one of the terrorists that did it.
Shit. Yeah. Oh, I did hear about
it's
that.
Fucking
yeah.
Sick.
They that
just,
is good.
They
man.
Just don't forget.
They I'd
just...
like to think I'd have wild out of the concentration camp. Yeah, I got some guns.
Yeah,
got
my dad only has one rifle.
Yeah,
he would miss.
You could just catch them in like the middle of the day and just walk. The
yeah,
doors
yeah,
open.
Yeah. Yeah, you just walk right in.
You could go burglarize them pretty easily.
What would you steal?
From my house?
Yeah. I'd steal that rabbit. You guys still got that rabbit?
Rabbit's dead, bro.
The rabbit died with the fucked up
died.
Teeth?
Rabbit's dead.
How'd it die?
R.I.P. General neglect, probably.
General neglect.
No, it was old as fuck. My like brother bought that for my little sister when she was like a little girl.
What was wrong? What was his name?
Oh, fuck, man. I can't remember.
You remember his name, dude?
Dude, we've had so many animals, dude. I can't remember my animals' names. I forget. It was... I don't remember, dude, but it had like a. It came with a genetic defect. It was supposed to be a small little rabbit, and my brother, it was a very dishonest rabbit merchant, sold him like a monster rabbit. This thing got huge, and it had this defect where its teeth would grow and then curl up. It was crazy, dude. So you had to like clip and shave its teeth. So everyone was like, "Fuck it, dude, like, we're not shaving this rabbit's teeth." So you had like a weird mastodon, dude, who just like, and he would just run around her house and like hop on your lap. It was so weird.
Dishonest rabbit merchants.
Yeah, dude, they're fucking brutal. They're like gremlin dealers, dude. But yeah, so that's been pretty much it, man.
Thick dong, fucking tune out. But yeah, I fuck it. Now it's anyway. I took some fucking blue chews.
Mm-hmm.
I took a blue chew, which is like it's a boner pill.
Yeah, it's a boner chew.
It was the first time I ever took a boner pill.
Boner chew.
Yeah.
Is it a chew? Like a chewable
also,
vitamin?
It tasted like fucking shit.
Well.
They were like, somebody
can't
was
get
like.
A nice boner for free. It's not going to be a blueberry flavored.
The Puerto Rican rattlesnake was like, they taste good. I took one. I was like, holy fuck, dude. This is the worst thing I've ever had in my life.
It's a Chinese. It's like off-label Chinese fucking chemicals, dude.
I mean.
It tastes like the bottom of a lab floor.
True. And that's why, like, I woke up today, like, I feel horrible. It's like, yeah, dude, you took a fucking. You ate an edible boner pill last night.
That you bought off a dude you call the Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
The Puerto Rican rattlesnake. I didn't even buy it, dude. He just gave me a bunch.
Oh, wow.
The Puerto Rican rattlesnake gets them for free.
For sure.
Because it's a sponsor. That's so tight. I did his podcast in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, do you have any of those?
Yeah.
Because now me and my lady use protection.
For sure.
And it's not enjoyable. It's not as much, there's not as much stimulation for me.
Mm-hmm.
I need some artificial erection.
Yeah.
But when you're in the moment, dude.
That's true.
It's It's the best.
I actually prefer having sex with my soft penis.
I
get as soft as possible.
I did that for 5 years, dude. I just did that for 5 years.
No, I mean like my softest, most smallest flaccid penis.
You just try to jam it in
there. I put my smallest, softest flaccid penis into my girlfriend. I'm like, do you love me? If this was my penis forever, would you still love me, dude?
You gotta take this noodle.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's. We don't even need to discuss this. Penis.
I love getting as soft as possible, dude.
I've had a ton of fucking semi boner sex.
I'm not talking about a semi.
I know you're not, but I am.
I'm talking about like a fucking like diaper penis. You know, I'm talking about opening a diaper and catching a penis like that.
You know how when the fire is gone and you have semi erect sex in a long relationship.
Yeah, for sure.
You ever have that?
Yeah, bro. Fucking, divorced.
You don't get a failed marriage unless you have semi-erect sex.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's a good time.
It's your gauge. Your dick's going like, get out of this.
That's a good way to let your lady know that you're literally using her to crumb.
They're constantly, they're always gauging your hardness. So
I broke the news to her, to baby girl, at dinner. We went to dinner afterwards.
What was the news exactly?
That I took a blue chew.
Okay. Afterwards, you're like, how's your eggplant parmesan?
Yeah, I was that's like, funny. Do you like this pad
I've
thai?
I've done a chew.
I took a boner pill. No, because we were talking to because it works.
Yeah.
Like, tremendous. Works tremendously. One of the best boners I've ever had. Probably the best boner I've ever had.
Or the biggest.
One of the biggest, strongest boners. One of the best boners.
Yeah, of course. It's a fucking chewable boner pill.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Did you ever take one?
Mm-mm.
Ever of any type? See, you strike me
I'm scared.
You strike me as a gas station boner guy.
Dude, I do. I'm definitely interested in boner stuff, but I'm like scared. I've told you, I'm scared I'm going to get I think it's called like a pre-prism. Or it's like a boner that won't go down.
Yeah.
I know I'd have to go to the boner ward, dude, and have to get drained. I'm pretty sure of it.
Yeah, because it is the hardest boner you could get. So it's borderline hurts.
Dude, I just know myself how I am with like far like just weird medications, even like shit that I get from like a doctor. I get nervous when I take it.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna get a boner. I'm gonna have a panic attack. I'm gonna freak out with a boner, and it's just I know it's gonna happen, so I stay away from them.
Yeah, that's
I'm gonna
good.
Get the most erect panic attack I've ever had. I'm like a spirit from Greek mythology, dude. I just be walking around like.
She handled it well, though. I was afraid to tell her. I was like worried. I was worried she was going to be like offended.
She better not shame you.
She wasn't. She didn't shame me at all.
What did she say? She's like, okay.
She was like, I knew something was up.
You should have been like, she was like, that makes sense. Say that again, babe.
Yeah, I was like, something was up. It's still up. I need help. I'm stuck.
Can you please touch my dick with your shoe?
Yeah. We're at this Thai restaurant. I've had a boner for 7 hours. I need help. But no, so shout out Blue Chews.
That's pretty tight, dude.
If you're like me and your woman's making you wear condoms,
yeah,
fucking go to the doctor and get synthetic.
Or, dude, if you just want to jerk off real hard, probably wouldn't be bad.
Might be a little too much. Don't know. That's a lot.
Not worth it.
I mean, you enjoy pleasuring yourself,
dude. I'm on.
You get aroused by your own set. You get aroused by your own dick.
My thing is, I don't like to jerk off and watch porn. I legitimately hit the point in my life where I don't like it. But if I don't have sex enough, dude.
I got a blue chew in my book bag right now.
I don't want one.
I'm going to roofie you with a blue chew.
Oh, my God. I'd be so fucking devastated.
Why? It'll be sick.
I'd be so hard, dude.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Fuck, dude. Imagine if I couldn't have sex, too.
Yeah, well, that was. So that's what I was telling you. Like, right when
this is a gamble.
I preemptively took one.
Woo.
I was like, this is going to go well. And, like, we started hanging out, and it was like, it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
We're not going to fuck right now.
Yeah.
Now I just have a.
I wonder if
the hardest boner I've ever had. I'm sitting there like, you want to like go upstairs or something? She's like, I'm hungry. I'm like, fucking eat then. Eat now. Hurry up.
Did I tell you were beautiful today?
Yeah. Your hair looks really nice.
Yeah. If you're on a blue chew, that's like probably advisable. You come bearing a gift or something.
Yeah. You have to be ready to go.
Something to bypass the girl brain security guard.
The girl brain security guard knew I wanted it.
Here's a Fitbit. And they're like, okay, sex. And you're like, sweet, perfect.
She could tell she knew I was being a pussy brat.
Yeah,
that's the least attractive thing to a girl when you're like, I want to have sex now.
I know.
It's like, ew.
Yeah, they're like, dude, relax.
Yeah.
Unless you come in, like, if you had, like, a button down, but if you, like, ripped your buttons off your shirt and you're like,
you
got to
push her to the ground. You got
to
throw her on the ground.
I missed you, babe.
Yeah, that's when blue chews work the best.
Yeah, true.
Basically, assault. Take a blue chew and assault your girlfriend.
Yeah, come in and be like, fucking. No, you have to buy something and just flashbang her like frontal cortex with a gift. And yeah. She's like, oh, okay, I'll have sex.
Show her flowers, throw them on the ground and fuck her.
That's
now you're talking. That's romance.
Or bring roses home and just fucking cut yourself with a thorn and tear them up and throw them away. And be like, you're my rose, babe. I bleed for you. By the way, I took a boner pill, so can we please have sex?
Take a blue chew and sit on a fire hydrant and be like, fucking cunts, I need help. Please fuck me, you bitch.
That's
definitely what happened. If you took a blue chew, you'd catcall someone and get stabbed.
He probably actually like leaned, crunched forward and got like punctured by his boner, dude. It was like, oh, God, one of those lesbians stabbed me.
That's what happened to Jesus. On the cross, he fucking leaned forward. He took a blue chew. That's a great joke. That was a terrible joke. Fuck, there's something else I wanted to say. Now I'm blanking.
You got fucking boner brain, dude.
I got all the blood in my brain is just this fucking boner.
That's red pill, blue pill, dude. You chose between blue, alpha brain and fucking blue chew.
You're more
dude.
Of an alpha brain.
Yeah. I chilled out on the taking. Not alpha brain, but the nootropics I was taking. I had to stop.
You chilled out on the mushies?
No, I take weeks off. Again, I last week was a great mush week, and then I
love that you're willing to fuck with your brain chemicals, but you're like, yeah, I don't know if I can risk a boner, dude.
That's the funny thing, because my brain chemicals, I'm like, well, look, they're not fucking firing well either anyway, so I have nothing to lose, dude.
That's kind of how I felt about my boner.
Hey.
I was like, look, it's not working right now.
Anything I know that won't fuck with my heart, I'm like...
I was worried about that, because especially because that and then blue chew, I was like, dude, I might have a heart attack.
You might Elvis out, dude.
Elvis out on a boner pill,
you might Elvis out Marilyn Manson to the death. You might be found like, oh my God, she ain't got a rib removed. You might be found autoflating yourself.
That should be the fucking blue chew logo, dude. Just a dead guy sucking his own dick. It's like, you're going to fucking die if you take this.
God, I can't imagine when that blue chew power goes into a fucking...